Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit betql.com. It's our pal Jason Wright, president of your Washington football team. And Jason, during the break, I learned something about you that I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys know what his middle name is?
Oh, hold on.
Here we go.
Eldrick.
I don't know. Can you give me a hint?
Half of it can be interpreted as money.
It's okay. Not guessable. It is not a guessable middle name.
It's not guessable. Like, okay.
This is an impossible freaking task.
All right, what is it? What is
Go
it?
Go Million.
Oh, I had seen that.
Or Gamillion. I don't know. Can you tell us what the what is that all about?
Yeah, it's Go Million. There's one version of it that you say, like, and I wish it were this sometimes, it's, that it's just hood, and it's like you were going to go get that money.
Right.
It is not that. It's actually my mom's maiden name.
Okay.
And it goes back to, and the reason we carry it forward in the family is there's an important man in our history named Charles Good Go Million, who was part of, was an activist and a professor at Tuskegee. And part of a Supreme Court civil rights case that made racial redistricting illegal.
Nice.
And so he's like a big part of U.S. history and civil rights history, one of my ancestors, and so that name goes forward.
So that's actually a great middle name, because you have great story.
It is.
Way better than Carlton.
I used to get clowned in elementary school, you know, it's fine now. It's fine now that we're all grown and mature, right?
Yeah, some heritage there.
He had a nice run. He lived in, I believe, 95. Just looked him up.
You got good genes there, J-Dub.
Yeah, that's right. I'll take it.
Hey, Jason, before we get into some of the things I know you want to talk about, like the game experience for fans moving forward, I wanted your perspective. Did you ever, during your playing days, and you were in the league for 6 years, did you ever play in FedEx Field?
I did, and don't short me a year. I played seven, bro.
Seven years. Sorry about that.
I feel it on my knees.
And that pension check is fatter with an extra year. Right? I'm right.
Hello.
He hasn't cashed in yet, though.
Yeah, I mean, he will at some point.
I did play at FedEx Field when I was with the Browns, and I actually think we gave the then Skins a victory. But yeah, I did play at FedEx too.
What did you think of the experience back then? Because it has changed over the years, and I know that you're trying to turn things around by making the game day experience.
They always make it about the field, that it's the worst field in the league, etc. I know that they've made improvements, but did you think the field was particularly different back then?
I know that we had to make investments in that field once I got here. When I first got here, and especially putting on my former player hat and trying to be a great partner to coach, mm-hmm. you know, the business side, really supporting what coach is trying to do and building a championship football team, it was obvious to me that we needed to foot the big bill to redo the field. Just for drainage purposes, when I walked around it after a really heavy rain, it felt like something where I wouldn't feel comfortable planning full speed or being able to cut the same way I would as a player. And so the return on investment was very obvious to me right away. That our players, their ability to perform at a high level, minimizing the probability of injury. We made that major investment that cost a pretty penny. And we did the same thing at the practice fields, too, because you want to be able to practice at pace and stay out on the grass longer, not have to go on the indoor after a rain. And so, you know, those are things that we had to make and that I'm glad we made to support Coach.
Has there ever been a discussion about field turf, or is it always you guys want to keep it natural grass for as long as you can?
I definitely think as much as you can, you want to move towards natural grass. But, you know, field turf is also quite safe these days, and it's improved a lot since when I was playing. You know, I used to play on that concrete stuff they had in Philly, and it's substantially better now from a health and safety standpoint. But we've got grass, and no plans to change that in the near term.
Honestly, looking at some of those old pictures of the Vet pre where the Eagles are now in Lincoln Financial, like, those old multi-purpose stadiums where they would just have a baseball field and a football field, and you could see like gaps in the turf and like where they were laying
it'd be
it down.
Like it's turf, like, you could get it like Lowe's.
It looked like the most dangerous surface to play a game on ever.
Right.
Yeah, hard pass. Yeah. On that.
Yeah. All right. So, Jason, I know you guys made a splash the other day when you announced the that Wale is going to perform at halftime. I actually think that's brilliant. I'm not even a huge Wale fan, but I know how popular he is, and I think it's just a great idea. And that, frankly, I think you guys should do more of that, right? I mean, let's be honest. Around the league, there's some attendance issues, and certainly here we're having issues here. I know you're trying to build back better, you know, to use a phrase.
Yeah. Yes, that is a phrase.
Yeah. I thought that was brilliant. Why not more of that? Can we maybe see more of that?
I think you're right. We need to do more of this stuff. And, you know, Wale represents so much that's right about the area. You know, someone who has measurably invested in the community, represents and understands the DMV, is from here. And in particular with this Inspire Change initiative, has music that is very much in line with those themes of empowerment of the marginalized. And so, yeah, but in general, we need to do dope stuff that people are excited about.
Yeah, how about just good music?
Exactly. Right. It's just about dope stuff that people are excited about. Good music. It doesn't have to be all that deep stuff, although it is intentionally this week or on Monday night. But yeah, we need to do that. And we need to think about how to just bring more value to the experience overall for folks. And hopefully people see that in what we've done with season ticket renewals. You know, 11,000 seats, reduced price, free parking for the club level. We're changing some of the seating to be cooler and better conditioned across 12 sections in the club. And really just trying to think about what people really want out of their experiences, knowing not everybody's the same, having a family package with year-round events that are tailored towards family, like a movie night at FedEx and a day at Busch Gardens, and business events for people that want to use it for networking, and then for fans that just are fans. Getting around our alumni are probably our most valuable asset, the tie to the history that I think we've really under-leveraged as we've pivoted too hard away from our history and need to spend the next year connecting to it more closely.
I know one thing that I liked when I saw the email that you guys sent out, but it wasn't for everybody, I think. There was like a fast lane for food and beverage. How do you become part of the crew that gets the fast pass? You know, I was just thinking of like Disney, and there's a fast pass. I'm sure that's kind of what you're doing, right? So you got like a Disney deal at FedEx. How do you become part of the crew that can use their fast lane pass?
And a quick follow-up. How do you make the seating cooler? Can you explain that technology?
Yeah, I need to know this. So this one is just like, it's just a mesh technology that a lot of venues are doing with their new builds. And it's a mesh technology that if you're sitting there in the hot sun, allows the air to move through, keeps you from getting swamp ass while sitting there.
That's a technical medical term.
But it just provides a more cool airflow, and they're using this around stadiums. And so, you know, we're just trying to bring some of that stuff in because we want FedEx to be able to be a pilot of the next and greatest things as we rebuild the guest experience to the point of bringing more value. And we've done little things this year, incremental things this year, as we have our team's first year in this stadium and learning all of its kinks for good and for bad. But there have been improvements, you know, parking and traffic has measurably improved this year. And I'll beat you to the punch of like, oh, it's because attendance is down. Attendance is not actually down. Attendance is not actually down. We just report a bit more accurately than we used to. And so those improvements are actually happening. And so we're going to do more as we have an off season to really assess how things have gone this year to invest more substantively.
What about, I think it's in Atlanta, right? Don't they do the bit where the concessions are super cheap?
Correct.
What about implementing something like that so I could take my kids or whatever and I'm not spending $200 on food?
I think value price concessions are a great idea. And the devil's in the details. You know, there's one aspect of it where, you know, Atlanta has, you know, $50,000 personal seat licenses that help subsidize that and help to pay for that in the first place. So there's a financial component. But even without that, you've got to build the capacity to do that. Because actually what we've heard from them is that people order five times as much food when you have lower price concessions. And so we'd have to figure out how to build that capacity here. So one of the things we did to that degree is we actually did inclusive concessions for the club level. And that was our first step in that direction this year to pilot that, to figure out what we could do and if we have the capacity. So we'll continue to move in that direction wherever it can provide value for folks, even if we can't go all the way like some of those folks can.
Talking to Jason Wright, team president of the Washington football team. I know that you're not day-to-day football operations. You're a business guy, but you're also a fan. Did you watch Cam Newton moonwalk out of his press conference yesterday, and what do you expect?
I did see that clip. That man is a meme machine. He just generates them. I expect our team to continue to play at a high level. I think there's a level of focus, a level of intention that you feel from them coming out of the bye week, realizing that their potential is above what they had been performing previously, and to a man, and to a woman on the coaching staff, it seems like there's an intensity that I'm very excited about. So I'm going to sit back and watch and enjoy them playing at a high level again this week.
Hey, one other question just about, you know, going to the games, you know, just kind of along those lines of like having Wale there, you know, I was talking about with somebody else, you know, like the Nats, they do a good thing where, you know, they like give bobbleheads out once a month or whatever. I'm not sure you guys have done any of that kind of thing recently. I mean, I know you, some of the things have been criticized, but how about something, you know, I know bobblehead sounds trivial. Those things are so popular. You know, you find something similar to that. We did bobbleheads. We had lines of people. I mean, you wouldn't believe how many people want to collect bobbleheads. And the Nats bobbleheads are super popular. I know
you don't think Jason has an EB bobblehead? Come on. Well, you know Jason Wright has one.
I'll send him one. But, I mean, I know that sounds trivial. But those things are, they do generate interest and give people extra reasons to go to the games.
No, little things go a long way. And here, you know, I'll step back and tell a little bit of a story, because I'm proud of what we've been able to build here in just a year's time in sort of transforming the organization. You know, starting from a culture standpoint, the investments we made, you know, during COVID, where, you know, when a lot of teams were laying people off, like we were hiring, we invested in 401k, we improved compensation across the board. We rebuilt the leadership team really quickly. There's been a lot of turnover here, and most of that is good. And we've got the minds that can generate these ideas, and we're starting to build the muscle to connect with fans to get these ideas, right? But also what happens when you make change that quickly is that you lose a little bit of institutional knowledge, and you can definitely lose a lot of connection to the history of this club. And that's something that has happened and that we need to course correct. And it's little things like this you're talking about here with a bobblehead or things that are so like core to sports culture that we may have dropped as we've had all of this transition, which is for the good. It's a healthy organization now. We're doing incredibly well on the inside, and it's starting to show in our performance. But you lose some things, and you also lose the institutional knowledge, like how, the way that we royally effed up the Sean Taylor jersey retirement. And I'm so grateful that the family was blessed and felt rewarded and felt honored. But our fans didn't get the right opportunity to celebrate that. And part of that is the institutional knowledge that we lost, and the understanding that even if we had done a best class jersey retirement according to NFL standards, that wouldn't have been enough, because this is a spiritual thing for this fan base. This is something much, much deeper, and we needed a much more comprehensive approach. And so we're going to hire back into the organization and bring back into the organization the right institutional knowledge and connection to the history. We're going to spend the whole next year, especially as the rebrand comes, tying to the history of the organization, heavily leaning on our alumni, and also engaging our fans. I'm also spending some time with individual fans for the next few weeks to talk specifically about some of these things, about how to properly remember icons like Sean Taylor and how to think about the right way to talk about the new name, brand, and identity and things like that. I'm getting in the weeds with folks because we need to recapture that knowledge.
When is the official, like, when are we going to know the new name?
Yeah, we want an exact date.
Yeah,
Jason.
What are we looking at?
Not going to happen.
spring, but though, right?
Here's what I'm actually talking to fans about, and I think it's an important one, and you guys can give an opinion on this, too. You know, there are about half our fans that really want us to be talking about the whole process leading up to it, step by step, giving all of the detail in the background. And that was my original intention, right?
Making
the
brand
out there with it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. All those episodes of making the brand, and they're well received initially, but there's another half of our fan base. And whether you agree or not, the old name represents, you know, almost like a dead relative. It's almost like grandma who passed away.
Yeah.
And grandma's sitting there in an open casket. And every time that we do a Making the Brand episode, especially if it has a lighthearted tone, it's like taking a dagger to grandma's casket, right? It's like it's a painful reminder of what's been lost, right?
Well, I also think, listen, I don't know how to articulate this. Now, we're different because we're in the business, so we talk about this all the time. There's a percentage, and I don't know what the percentage is, they're just sick of the whole thing. Like, if it was up to me, it'd still be the Redskins. So if we're going to do this, let's just do this already.
I'm tired of talking about it.
Just give me that freaking name.
That's that 50%. And so there's a conundrum of be open, be talking about the process along the way, or, hey, man, just rip just the Band-Aid. Don't say anything till it's done. But both are substantial portions of our fan base. Both we love and care about and want to give voice to. And so I'm actually talking to folks over the next few weeks to get some perspectives on how we thread the needle in between.
Maybe you don't have to thread the needle, Jason. Just my advice, my two cents. Go with your gut. Go with your blink. Go with your Malcolm Gladwell blink. And then half the people are going to be upset. And you just got to deal with it.
Well, that's
because threading the needle is going to be tough.
They're not going to be able. You're not going to be able to thread the needle. And I'd be stunned, Jason. That's just me. Now, I'm sure you've done polling and stuff. I'd be stunned if 50% want to go through the machinations of this. I would be stunned. If you think it's 50%.
But they may get good hits on the website and things like that. There are other factors.
Yeah.
This is the kind of feedback we're looking for. Right? You guys will have this perspective. Others will have another perspective. And we'll get to a good answer. And, I mean, I guess the main thing to know is that we're trying to be empathetic and responsive to what fans are looking for.
Jason, I missed out on the dinner because it was the night of my mom's funeral. That the guys had with you. But I want to ask a question. We asked this of Wes Unseld Jr. the other day. Got getting to know him a little bit. So after a game, what is your post-game beverage of choice?
Good question.
A little wind down. We learned that for Wes Unseld Jr. it was a glass of Camus, which is a fancy wine to us.
Right now, what have I been doing after the game? It's an Uncle Nearest Bourbon Neat.
There you go. Another thing we'll have to duck, duck, go.
Yeah,
picks.
Very fancy.
We never can track it.
B-Mitch is shaking his head.
B-Mitch is giving it the thumbs up. He approves.
Yes, good.
All right.
Good.
Hey, Jason, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
All right, take care, y'all.
Yep. All right, man.
Thanks for
what
the time.
What was it, Uncle?
I couldn't make out. My hearing's going.
I just learned about Pappy was what.
Pappy Van Winkle?
Yeah, that's
it. Send us a link on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, let's get into the game. We want to hear predictions. Washington takes on Carolina on Sunday in Carolina, coming off their win, their upset victory over Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. Can they carry that over with another win? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on a Football Friday presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. A little bit later, give you a chance to win some Caps tickets. You want to stay tuned for that. But right now, we want your predictions on the game. I believe Cakes has gone on record. He likes Carolina. I said this yesterday. I lean Carolina. To me, it's kind of a toss-up game, but I would lean Carolina. Now, if I believed in the always bet against Cakes, I would change my pick, but I'm going to stay with Carolina. EB, meanwhile, says he'll never take Carolina.
Never.
Even during their 15-1 season.
I mean, not against my boys. I mean, that's just an outlier. I mean, we had a 15. What did we go? Rips here, 14-2 or something?
I think 14-2.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean,
well, they won the Super Bowl. It was a damn good year.
Yeah, won three of them.
We were in college then. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
All right, let's go to the phones.
But
people want to weigh in.
I'm going
to
go 23-20 Washington.
I could buy that. I'd probably flip it and go 23-20 Carolina. Actually, I don't think Washington's going to score that much. 23-17.
I have it 27-20 Carolina winning.
All right, let's go to Craig in D.C. Craig, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jucks.
Good morning. Good morning. 24-13 Washington football team. I was encouraged by the secondary play, and Heineke is improving. He's essentially a rookie. And if everything keys on him, so I'm encouraged by his play last week also.
What do you want to see happen at quarterback moving forward? I'm just curious.
They're going to have to get a franchise quarterback at some particular point, but it depends on how the rest of the season plays out, whether or not they feel comfortable going with Heineke. I don't want them to take an overreach and give up the farm for a quarterback.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to be in a prime position to pick one of the quarterbacks that whatever quarterback they like, I think they'll be in the spot to pick him coming up in the draft.
So where do you think that
top 10? They'll be picking top 10,
but I think
assume.
A quarterback will go, like if Pickett or Corral or one of these guys is the top quarterback, they're going to go like top 5, top 3.
Well,
they just will even
find the guy in the 8 to 10 range that you like and pick him, because you just can't keep spinning your wheels with Taylor Heineke.
But I would rather move up to get him, then take like a Malik Willis if they just feel because the need, he's that guy.
If they want to move up a few spots and part with some draft capital for a guy they love, I'm all about doing that.
Got to find the guy they love, and whatever it takes, get him if that's the route they want to go.
Although arguably the two best rookie quarterbacks this year, It's an argument. Justin Fields has been coming on of late. He was drafted 11th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mac Jones has been the most consistent. He was drafted 15th, I believe.
But they just can't afford to let somebody get him earlier. You never know where guys are going to ultimately go. You got to target a guy that you love. Hopefully, in a perfect world, there'd be like three guys they'd be thrilled with. Because that would be perfect.
If they don't draft a quarterback high this year, I just don't see. Then I see him band-aiding it with veterans through the rest of Rivera's time here in Washington.
Because I agree. But what if somebody threw out the scenario that Aaron Rodgers ends up in Vegas and
okay.
Then Carr became available?
Well, then of course you make a play for him.
Right.
Sure.
Right. And that would be fine.
That would be better than drafting a rookie.
Yeah.
Because you have an established vet that you plug
and
in.
Play.
You don't worry about
plug
it.
Plug and play.
And then Heinicke slides to the number two spot where ultimately he probably belongs anyway.
Yep.
That would be perfect.
All right, let's go to...
But Mitch Trubisky, like, if you're going to try
to... No, I'm not doing Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky and
I'm
people
not doing
of his
him
ilk?
Or Tyrod Taylor.
No, thank you.
No,
those days are... That ended with the Fitz experiment.
But I don't want Darnold.
Okay, that ended with trying Fitz. It didn't work out. You can't do that in back-to-back years. Yeah. You just can't.
All right, let's go to Jay in Woodbridge. Jay, what's up, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
I think this game's a... I'm good. I think the game is a snoozer. I'm taking Carolina 19-10.
I mean, it's not a terrible guess because, I mean, these teams, they both struggle to score points. They're going to come in around 20 per game. That's what their output is offensively. So, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see like a 2017.
And before the Tampa
affair.
Game, Washington was averaging like 11 points a game in the previous
three
weeks.
Why are you picking Carolina, though? You're just a beaten down Washington fan that refuses to have hope. Right?
Beaten down Washington fan, beaten down, no hope.
Yeah.
This season's a loss.
Right.
You know, and they have to take the best available quarterback in the draft. I think that's the way they're going to go next year. They're not going to make a play for a veteran. The significance of the name change, it's just going to line up too perfectly for them to take a rookie quarterback.
All right. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Now I'm compiling the list of veterans that they absolutely cannot bring in. And it's going to be a long list.
Well, who's the first one you wrote there?
Teddy Bridgewater. No.
Oh, yeah.
Can't have it. Jared Goff?
No.
No. Cannot bring him in.
No.
And there'll be seven or eight more.
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, just all those
guys.
Mike Glennon.
Love Mike Glennon, but no.
I love him as a person. Yeah. But, I mean, not as a starting quarterback in 2022.
Let's go to Jerry.
Sorry, Sean Glennon. It's just the reality.
Jerry, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jocks.
What's up, guys? I'm going to be the outlier here on the score. I'm going to say if we see the game we saw last week, I'm going to give it 30-27 because I'm crazy. But I was at the stadium on Sunday, and I got a good picture I sent you all over. I felt the energy get sucked out when Chase Young got hurt. I just want to know, like, how much more does the decision to not re-sign Ryan Kerrigan sting looking at our edge right now?
Well, Ryan, last I checked, wasn't doing anything in Philadelphia, right? Does he even have a sack this season? I don't think he's playing that much. So
I don't think he's got a ton
of playing time. You're speculating. Yes. In theory, Ryan Kerrigan, the depth would add something, but is Ryan Kerrigan what he was in the past? Like, is he a washed player?
I don't think he's washed. They may just have better players ahead of him. I also think here, just his veteran influence and the wisdom and the technique, et cetera, those kinds of things that he could have provided for our young guys. I mean, I know they had him for a year. But especially, you know, when we saw Chase, like, just not seemingly making adjustments.
I don't even know if he's playing.
I feel like a guy like him. No, I see him. He's had a few. He's got a tackle for loss in week five.
Played sparingly.
Two quarterback hits in week eight. To me, it looks like he's played in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five of the whatever games they
played. He's not on the field much.
I have four other non-starter veteran quarterback names that cannot be here next year. Andy Dalton, Big Ben, Nick Foles, Geno Smith. No thank you. All of those guys, just throw them overboard.
Actually, to be honest with you, he's played in every game. He played 35 snaps in week one, 32 in week two, 27, 22, 21, 16, 13, 26, 12. So he's trending down.
He just doesn't have any stats, really, to speak of.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to...
But I agree, veteran leadership, sure.
And wisdom.
As a mentor,
wisdom.
No doubt about it. Yes. I just don't know if his theory of Chase is gone, we'd put Ryan Kerrigan on the field, that Kerrigan would have an impact.
He's actually played more than you can imagine. Let's go to Vic. Akiki. Vic, what's up, bud?
What's good, y'all? Just before I start, y'all know I moved to Woodbridge, but I said I can't say Vic from Woodbridge.
Yeah, your brand. You're always Vic and Akakeek.
Yeah. So I'm going to go a little against the fray here. I'm going to say 20-9, Washington.
All right.
I'm saying that because, foolishly, as a Washington football fan, I still have some residue of believing in Ron. And I believe that Ron is integral enough to not just have an anecdotal approach to riding the ship for this season. But Steve Smith said something very important yesterday that I believe that Ron actually did in the bye week. He said the good football teams don't just put scheme in and game plan for the next week. They actually coach the fine-tune areas and polish for each of their positions to make sure that they're not giving away inches in games that turn to yards, first downs, or touchdowns, or turnovers, et cetera. And he said those are the teams that you always see in January, late January and early February. And I felt like Ron did that. So I'll say this and then I'll go. If we can stop the run.
Which they've been good at all season, by the way, Vic. They've had pretty good success stopping the run.
We have. And people always say the running backs are, this running back can do this, running back can do that. Barry Sanders was the only running back that I saw that could do whatever he wanted to do, and he did it more times than not. Christian McCaffrey is not that to me. He needs lanes to run in. And he does do some special things when he gets a little bit of inches, but we've been stout against the run. If we can stop the run, Cam Newton is pedestrian to me. He's always been pedestrian to me. He's been good because he's a threat to run, and they can run the football just like Robert Griffin was. Alfred Morris can run the football. It freezes the linebackers, and it freezes the safeties intermediate by the second half because they have to pay attention to that. So if we can stop the run, we can shut them down, period. And I believe that our offense is in rhythm enough to score enough points with the field. If our field goal kicker continues to do the right things and make field goals, that we can get 20 points out of this game. This is only contingent on me believing in Ron enough to say I believe
that. All right,
Vic,
you're in. 20-9. Vic from Akakeek, now Woodbridge, is in. Still believes in Rivera a little bit.
All right, last call. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the Skins are going to roll them. I think it's very disrespectful to think that Cam is going to come back after not being in the league, having no time put in with these wide receivers, that he's going to come out here and just drop points on us like that. Like, that's just disrespectful to the integrity of the game. You're not just going to walk into a brand new team and roll us like that. So I think we are going to punish the Panthers this weekend. That's my two cents, fellas.
Don't you think, though, that Cam, even if he's rusty, can throw little flare passes to Christian McCaffrey?
Right, quick slants to DJ Moore.
No, he can. Yeah, but we'll prepare for that. We should be prepared for that.
Everybody prepares for that.
Yeah, and but McCaffrey, I don't think you have to be too prepared for, like, downfield threats much.
Not necessarily, but McCaffrey last week, one game, was on pace for 200 yards. They just took him out in the fourth quarter. Didn't play.
We'll see if McCaffrey holds up. He hadn't played that much the last couple years.
Understood.
Yeah. I
but that's the number one thing on the whiteboard or chalkboard. They're like, stop C-Mac.
Yeah, I think so. I think absolutely.
And I don't think that Cam Newton is not capable of making those throws.
Well, the second should be tackle effectively because you can't let Cam crash through your
stuff
line.
Stuff the run, keep an eye on C-Mac. I know it's easier said than done, but I think it's doable. I definitely think it's doable.
Hey, right now we're going to hook up the callers at 800-636-1067 with two tickets to the Washington Capitals game against Montreal at Capital One Arena on Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. You can see Alexander Ovechkin in the Capitals all season at Capital One Arena. Single game tickets, group tickets, and partial plans are all on sale. For more info on how to get your tickets, visit washcaps.com/tickets. And, of course, you can listen to the Caps all season long right here on 106.7 The Fan. So 10th caller at 800-636-1067, you'll go see the Caps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We were talking about Washington's chances on Sunday to get a second straight win against the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton. We just put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Van Meter Homes. Who wins, Washington or Carolina? Seems like there's a split. Like there are people that want to pick Washington because they feel it in their bones. They're Washington fans. They're hoping for a streak. And then there are others, like the caller, who's they're just beaten up. So they'll very rarely believe in Washington because they've been disappointed.
Listen, I've said
so
that,
many times.
I've said that so many times. And I said it even recently, I think earlier this year, I said, I'll never believe again. I'll never believe again.
But just takes one win and you get a little size.
Yeah, I am a little bit size. And it's not that I believe, because believe me, I am not going to be surprised if we lay an egg.
Oh, of course not.
I mean, I might be surprised if Cam Newton goes out there and he's playing like Superman and he's dabbing all day or whatever. That'll be annoying too.
Moonwalking like he did yesterday.
That'll be annoying, but
if he's dabbing, he's about 4 years behind or 8 years
behind.
Well,
isn't he the one that really popularized
I think he was one of the front runners of the dab.
All of his shtick.
He definitely does the reveal.
Superman.
Yeah, the Superman.
Well, you know, he wore a Clark Kent on his, do you call it a fedora? He wore some sort of hat yesterday, and a Clark Kent, like almost like a trading card in the hat.
I don't care about his outfit. I don't care about his hat. I don't care about his hair. I don't care about any of that stuff. And I'm going to pick against Carolina because I disrespect that franchise. But I won't be surprised if they win by any stretch. I won't be surprised. And I'm always ready for terrible things to happen to us because I'm beaten down like most of our callers. But I will be all in on Sunday, rooting hard. Like when I watched Tampa, I didn't even really enjoy that because I expected us to lose.
Yeah.
I expected Tom Brady to come back and win last week.
But now you kind of expect for them to win.
Well, now I'm hopeful that we can win because I think that they're a mediocre team.
Yeah.
Now you can say, well, Eric, you guys are worse than mediocre. You guys are trash. You're right. But we have a better chance against other trash.
Correct.
So anytime we play trash, I like our chances.
I just worry about...
So I'll be all in. I'll be hooting and hollering, clapping, screaming, and drinking.
Oh, I can't wait for those live tweets on Sunday.
Well, that's how I'll be.
I just think a guy like Heinicke needs a lot of skill around him to thrive, and those guys are just dropping like flies on the offense.
I mean, but he did have a good game last week.
He did. And
he's going to have the same guys.
I just feel like eventually, like the house of cards outside of McLaurin, when you're relying on DeAndre Carter and a bunch of catches from
JD
McKissick.
JD McKissick, proven pass catcher.
Yeah, but I mean, it just feels like a thin play. It just feels like everything kind of has to go right for Washington to even
also
catch like 20 plus
one
points.
Of Carter's catches last week could have easily been an interception.
Mm-hmm.
It went their way. Luck went to Heinicke on that pass. It went through a linebacker or safety's hands.
Yeah, but a lot of quarterbacks have near interceptions.
But the point is sometimes that the table turns and it swings back. So are some of those YOLO balls, are they going to swing back and be interceptions here on the road in Carolina? We'll see. I think it's going to be tougher for them to be successful through the air just because of the defense. When you're facing Gilmore, and I think he's questionable. I keep bringing up Chin. He's one of the best safeties in the game. Young puts, they have a really good secondary. I just think it's going to be though Tampa maybe has more names.
Tampa has a good defense.
No, they don't. Not statistically through the air.
Well,
they have a good defense stopping the run.
Those linebackers are flying around. Like, what was the guy's name? Devin White, 45? What do you have, 18 tackles?
Yeah, understood.
He was all over the
place.
Yeah,
but they've had a terrible secondary all year.
Yeah.
They've had injuries, and their back end is not good. So Washington had success passing the ball to an extent last week, and I think it's going to be tougher against Carolina. It looks like if you look at the polling, I mean, I just put it up a couple minutes ago. Split 51%, 49%.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, his reasons. It's a three and a half point game in Vegas.
I can't blame anybody for picking Carolina. You have to be damn near dumb to pick Washington at this point. But I'm still going to pick them.
Yes,
they're my
team. You're going to take that to
and
your grave.
We're playing another mediocre team, and they may be way better than us, but I'm still picking
us. Just please, look, I don't pray to God a lot. But God, listen to me, please. Please listen. I know you have way bigger fish to fry. Please don't let Cam Newton pass for 375 yards and rush.
That's almost impossible.
And rush for another 60 and score two goal line touchdowns. Because
you're going to call in Cam.
Then I'm calling out Cam on Monday. I'm calling my shot. Thank you.
All right. So to shift topics here for a moment, this story from the New York Post.
Yes.
All right. Do you remember what number Dan Marino wore?
Yes. I believe he's lucky 13.
Okay, so just think about that as I bring up this story.
Yes.
This is a Drab/Valdez special. There's a guy by the name of Jonah Falcon. Have you ever heard of him?
I have not.
Yes. Everyone knows him.
Maybe I've heard the name because I've seen the headline for the story.
He's legendary. He's got a Merino in his pants.
He's got a more than Merino, apparently. And I guess the story is he's sick of giving people a free peep show.
Well, they ask all the time.
People
I'm not
ask
sure he's
him,
doing it.
And he's sick of doing it.
Yeah.
If you were Jonah Falcon, if you were blessed.
Yeah.
And by the way, he claims he's the largest,
mm-hmm.
but there's a guy in Guinness Book of World Records that's like got six more.
No. He's not a Guinness because Guinness won't document that.
Okay.
But he claims to be the biggest.
Right. But the thing about it, I like this claim, is he's upset at the other guy. Because he says the other guy uses weights.
Yeah, I mean,
and that it's artificial.
And he probably also claims, like Rom, that he's measuring from a different spot.
Right.
That whole bit.
But I'm sure. Like, listen,
he says that reeks desperation.
If you're dragging 25-pound plates around with your dong, that doesn't count.
That's clearly cheating.
Why do you think I'm in the gym all the time?
He says Roberto Cabrera is stretching out his manhood by using weights.
Right. And he claims he's all natural. Yeah. I don't know. All I know is I went to high school with a dude who legitimately had, I've talked to him, elephantitis of his Johnson. And he got to a point
where. Was it the twig or the berries or both?
I think it was the.
I thought it was just the berries.
I think it was. No. It was the twig. He had to wrap it around. Like, it was hard to get it, keep it in his pants.
Then you're going
to
tell the story about the guy in Ocean City.
The guy I went to high school legitimately had a problem, had to take pills, and had to see a doctor because his Johnson wouldn't stop growing.
Let me ask you this. Just curious. Was he an athlete?
No.
I would imagine it'd be tough to be an athlete.
Yeah, where are you going to find a jock strap? It's going to fit you.
You got to sew two together.
Yeah. So.
But no. this is what Jonah needs to do is set up an OnlyFans.
I guess.
Jonah claims to have bedded a bunch of actresses and porn stars.
I think he's a bisexual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He needs to monetize that Python.
I know.
Well, I think he's been in a porno or two, right? I think he's at least been offered. I'm pretty sure he has.
I don't know.
You know what? I would rather watch Jonah Falcon than watch one more second of the stupid Atlanta Falcons from last night. Wow, that was a bad game. They were terrible.
But if he's upset about whipping it out for free or giving everybody the goods for free, start an OnlyFans.
Yeah, start charging
because he actually is a wannabe actor, but it's hurting his acting career. Because the guys, they duck-duck-go his name right away, and they go, well, that's a guy known for Dan Marino's pants. We can't hire him. Right.
And a hook, by the way. Huh? This is Dan Marino and a hook.
It's unbelievable. He says that he's pulled out his Johnson and showed it off over 10,000 times.
Unbelievable.
It's EB's dream.
It's my dream. How's that my dream?
He said,
you love looking
time...
at dong.
No, I don't. Believe me.
By the time he was in seventh grade... I can't even say it.
Yeah, you just can't.
I see Bruce on hold.
He was Sonny Jurgensen
on hold.
Say hi to
Bruce for me.
We got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.